The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Joint Committee on Transport this morning heard from residents surrounding Dublin Airport as part of its scrutiny of the bill, which would see the passenger cap at Dublin Airport lifted. Last month, Cabinet approved the bill, which would see the 32 million passenger limit abolished. But residents remain concerned as to how this is being done and the impact on them and their homes. And Dr. Niamh Maher of St Margaret's the Ward's Residents Group spoke to the committee this morning and joins us now. Good evening to you, Niamh. Thanks for joining us. Set out your stall here. What was the message that you wanted to get across to legislators today?
So basically, today our committee were one of four representative groups really that went in to speak to the Transport Committee. And for us, very similar aim really, as in we just want the voice of residents to be heard. Personally, I went in to just really highlight the health effects that aircraft noise can have on people, on children as well. And, you know, this is something that it hasn't really been focused on much in relation to all the different things that have been happening relating to the airport, the planning submissions that have occurred over the past couple of years, and also specifically in relation to this this proposed bill. There isn't any mention of residents in the bill. So I went in to just highlight the fact that aircraft noise is a very real current issue for anyone that's exposed to it. It's the worst type of environmental noise in terms of the detrimental effects that can occur from a cardiovascular effect, from an endocrine point of view as well, and also from its effect on children, their development, their learning. And then also someone that is living this at the moment in terms of, you know, aircraft off the new runway, and just highlighting the human element of that as well. And also just really that mitigation that we have currently for those that are exposed to aircraft noise is not sufficient to protect people's health.
Okay. And I suppose there's a few obvious questions, Niamh. What about people who say, well, you knew what you were getting into when you moved in beside the airport?
Yeah, listen, like we hear that all the time, you know, and I've become quite active in relation to everything to do with the North Runway since it opened, because I am directly affected. And, you know, it comes down to proper planning and sustainability, really. And we're constantly saying that because, particularly in relation to the North Runway, when the runway opened, the planes were flying in directions where they weren't planned to be flying and people were affected. You know, move to an area, you know, completely unmitigated, nothing in place, because that's not where the planes were meant to be. So, and that, you know, a lot of the attention has happened since that runway opened. And a lot of the people that are extremely angry because this has just been thrown upon them. They've had no choice in the matter. So it's very simplistic to say that, you know, you live beside an airport, what do you expect? You know, things, the rules and regulations need to be followed, and that, you know, that has not occurred with the North Runway. But again, looking at the bigger picture, and for me, obviously, you know, I've an issue with the North Runway departure flight path when the winds are westerly, but also just looking at how we are dealing with communities that are going to be affected by aircraft noise, because someone is always going to be affected, and it's those people that are going to suffer the health consequences as a result. So as well as being an advocate for myself, my families, four kids now as well, it's also looking at how anybody is going to have to live with aircraft noise and the possible effects that can have on them as well.
Okay. And what about people who say, well, all of that may be true, but there is a greater good here, that we're an island and we are always going to have airports that are busy, and we want that for the island. We want that for the economy. This is how it is. And there's a greater good sort of a scenario here.
Yeah. And listen, you know, our group know that and recognise that the airport is very economically important for the whole country. And we're not saying that the airport can't exist and flights can't occur. But, you know, from a resident's point of view, you know, what is happening to us at the moment, it's unacceptable. We've essentially been ignored. You know, the balanced approach is not being followed. You constantly hear about the balanced approach in aviation, and that is not occurring. This is completely imbalanced. And I would say that as very relevant stakeholders of what is going on, you know, the health effects need to be taken into account. And appropriate, I keep saying it again, appropriate mitigation, whether it's buyout, better insulation, all of those type of things.
Niamh, explain to me what you mean by a balanced approach. What would you consider balanced? Because the airport has capacity of up to 60 million passengers. It obviously doesn't have that number going through. The cap is 32. Yes. So where in your view does the balance lie?
So the balance lies in actually properly taking care of the communities that are going to be directly impacted, especially by increasing passenger numbers, because it just is going to be increased flights and increased noise. It's by sorting out the problems that are already there before thrusting more noise on those that are affected.
Okay. By the way, I'm not trying to grill you or ambush you. What do you mean by that? Are you talking, when you say mitigate, are you talking about compensation? Are you talking about other changes that should be brought in? What would make this acceptable to you?
Yeah, so mitigation is a broad term. Mm. So like to mitigate noise, it can be that someone has to move from the area depending on what part or how close they are living to the airport, or it can be appropriate insulation in their homes, or it could be relocation, an actual planned relocation of certain people that are very badly affected to a suitable site where they can live still within the area, but not directly under the flight, so to speak. So that is what I would say about mitigation.
And so soundproofing or relocation. I suppose the question that people might ask, thinking, you know, along the lines of what you're saying is if you want to stay in the same area, the whole area is affected by the flight paths. Like, there's a large area of North County Dublin surrounding the airport. And if people were to be relocated, but within their area, would that make any difference much to them at all in terms of the noise?
It'll make it from a relocation point of view, you're looking at, you know, it's not big numbers in terms of the amount of people you'd looking at relocation that wouldn't have suitable protection from actual insulation of their homes, and that they would be along the kind of landing and takeoff routes where the planes are below a certain altitude. So, you know, that's still going to put them in an area that is close enough. It might be a few kilometres away from where they're initially living, but it's not huge numbers, but relocation is the lesser one as opposed to, you know, actual, you know, insulation mitigation of homes, which unfortunately, even for those that are very badly affected, has been seen to be, you know, less than helpful. Okay.
I'm trying to tease this out, make residents, what would work for residents. We will be speaking to the Minister for Transport tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
But Who would fund that? Is that government? Is that the DAA? Is that airlines? Who would be funding the soundproofing? I believe some places have already been soundproofed, but who would fund the soundproofing or the relocation?
So at the moment, the DAA are responsible for organising that type of mitigation, so voluntary buyout and also the sound insulation. Unfortunately, you know, you might have heard just about the over 20 million that's been spent on that. When you look at that comparatively to what the DAA make in a year, it's actually quite insulting. And when you look at what, for example, the likes of Gatwick now with their proposed expansion to 70 million and what they are willing to put in to mitigate the effects that expansion is going to have on people living in their homes, it's a drop in the ocean. So, you know, I think it needs to be very realistic about what is going to appropriately mitigate. And unfortunately, at the moment, what lies in place is the DAA have control over that, and they do that, but that is insufficient. And at the end of the day, the residents need to be protected, and as a state organisation, the government need to have some kind of input into that in relation to funding that mitigation.
Okay.
So, you know, at the moment,
20 million would still be 10,000. Am I getting my maths right? 200 houses getting 10 grand put into them. I mean, how many houses do you believe are directly at a low altitude under the flight paths?
Well, at the moment, in terms of those that should be bought out, really, we'd factor in probably about 150 homes that need not to be living in that red zone, because it's just the noise is so bad that, it's completely unsafe, and no amount of sentence later.
And maybe lastly, Niamh, what do you say? Because we've had him on many times on the show, to someone like Michael O'Leary, who says that what you guys are talking about is, I'm paraphrasing him, but you've heard him, sort of nonsensical, because planes don't make the kind of noise nowadays that they used to in the past, that they are so much quieter now, that actually even with increased numbers of flights, it's quieter in the hinterland of the airport now than it used to be. What do you say to that?
What I say is really that, first of all, when you look at noise, it's on a logarithmic scale. So when you say a plane is 50% quieter, it's 3 decibels quieter. So if a plane is flying over at 80 plus decibels and it goes down to maybe 79 or 80, that is still very, very loud. And the other part of that is that the air traffic has increased at a substantial rate faster than what you can do to lower the noise of the plane. So in relation to health, what I'll say as well is that it's not averaging out noise over, you know, the course of the day. It's more to do with those peak individual noise events that actually can cause harm and, you know, trigger your sympathetic nervous system. So, you know, it's not as simple, again, to say, make that type of comment, because in reality, particularly when the planes are at a lower altitude, particularly when they're departing, because they're ascending and they're noisier when that occurs. You know, the planes, you know, being 3 decibels quieter, like I said, that isn't helping the issue.
Dr. Niamh Maher of St. Margaret's the Ward's Residence Group, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.